his family the invitation to come back again this year to be with you all. Sure, trust that the Lord will help us. I shouldn't be as nervous as I am. I know practically every one of you out there. But I reckon that just goes along with this. You know. Sure want to be a help. I sure do. I'm not here to see how deep I can preach because I know that I can't. And Brother Shaw, I'm not here to try to impress nobody because I don't want to, Brother Lord. And I can't. But I have been praying. I have been praying that God would help us and meet with us in this meeting. It's kind of strange. I've been just coming down the road yesterday, and the Lord began to deal with me in some scriptures. And I had been working on something else. I thought maybe that was it. But I feel this stronger and stronger. And we do want to obey God. I really do. I'd love to see somebody just get help right here this first night, wouldn't you? I really would. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. It really is. It really is. So I want you to turn with me tonight to a very, very familiar chapter, the book of John, John chapter 15. And this is Christ talking and speaking in this whole chapter. But I want to read a few verses here tonight and preach to us what I feel that the Lord has laid on my heart here tonight for this service. I appreciate all the preacher brethren, and I desire the help of every one of you right here tonight. Verse 1 of chapter 15 of St. John, he says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. He said, abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. He said, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. He said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. He said, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. He said, continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. He said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. He said, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. He said, you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. We'll stop there. It's a lot of good reading in that chapter. There's a lot of good reading for what we read. Verse 11 has really, really been weighing on my heart. And I'd like to talk to us tonight from this. He said, these things have I spoken unto you. He said, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Something really, really stood out to me as I looked at this, and I have read this many, many times, and I'm sure that you have read it too. But when he said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. If there's anything the devil would like to take away from the church and the children of God, that is the joy of the Lord. To take away that joy. But it weighed so on my heart as we was traveling yesterday and even today. And I'll be honest with you, and God knows my heart, I had no intentions of preaching this right here tonight. But God got to dealing with me about this so strongly that I began to pray some more in looking at this. And I feel like, for some reason, tonight, this is where he would have me to come from tonight. He said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy. I thought about that, and I didn't tell my wife what I was going to preach on. She knows more about English than I do. It won't take you long to detect that. I mean, when I was in school, I liked going to school, some of it. I like physical ed and, you know, and shop. I like that. But when it come to math and English and them kind of things, I didn't care too much for it. I really didn't. I wish that I had. But I do remember some things about English that's, you know, stuck with me. And I did ask my wife about these. And when he said here, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy. I asked my wife, I says, ain't that word me, mine, ain't them words personal pronouns? She said, they are. They are personal pronouns. And she said, not only are they personal pronouns, but they're also possessive pronouns. In other words, showing whose joy that it is. It's my joy. It's my joy. Have you ever saw an hour that we're living in where the devil is trying to take away the joy of the Lord from the children of God? There's ever been a day and an hour that we need to be bubbling and full of joy. It's in the hour that we're living in now. Come on. I thought about joy. I mean, what a scarce commodity this is, joy, the joy of the Lord. No wonder the writer said the joy of the Lord is our strength. Come on. I want to tell you, there are many who say that they are abiding in Christ. Come on. But they are few who show that they are abounding in him. And God wants us to be abounding in Christ. It is my joy. He's given us his joy that our joy can be full. Come on. Oh, Lamb of God, help me right here tonight. I mean, I thought about today how easy it is to become an attender of the church instead of an abider in Christ. I go to that church. I attend that church. That's my home church. Come on. But then allow the devil to steal our joy and not be an abider in Christ. I feel like the Holy Ghost right here tonight is wanting to do something for somebody. I really do. And I'd like to see this thing break wide open on the first night. I'd like to see the Holy Ghost come by here and just shower down his blessings upon somebody. Come on, can y'all say amen? I don't know where you're at right here tonight, but I do know one thing. It's God's will for you to leave this house right here tonight with your joy full. I want to tell you what, he is not slack, and his storehouse is not empty of his joy. I don't know what that it might be that might be taking your joy. Come on, it might be the way that somebody has done you. It might have been the way that you've been treated or something other like that. But I want to tell you, it is God's will for the joy of the Lord, come on, in your soul to be full. Come on, help me right here. You don't have to say I am a tender of that church, but I am an abider in Christ because his joy, come on, abides in me. Come on, sweet Lamb of God, help me right here for a little while. No wonder that Isaiah said something like this. I believe it's in Isaiah chapter 12 and verse 3. He said, therefore with joy shall we draw waters from the wells of salvation. Come on, I feel like some of you right here tonight, for some reason or another, you've been letting that old bucket down into that well, and it's been with a dread. It hasn't been with joy. But I want to tell you, you can let that bucket down into the wells of salvation. You can let it down with joy. Come on, I'm a feeling better. Like it was, one young boy I was preaching New Year's meeting with this year, the beginning of the year. And I mean, we've all got our say, and that young boy got up there, and yeah, I mean, if he said it one time, he said it 50 times. He said, I'm a feeling better than I ought to. I'm kind of feeling like that right here tonight. I'm a feeling a little bit better than I ought to right here tonight. You know why I'm a feeling that way? It's because of the joy of the Lord. If there is anything, Brother Joe Armbrister, that I am thankful for tonight, it is the joy that come along with salvation. Sweet Lamb of God, yes, there's been times that the devil has tried to steal it away from me. There's been times that the devil has tried to take it, my friend. But thanks be unto God, I wasn't an attender of the church, but I was an abider in Christ, my friend. And for some reason or another right here tonight, I feel that the devil, he's been working around some of your homes and trying to take that joy and take your victory and take your soul. But if the joy of the Lord is our strength, my friend, I want to tell you to right here tonight, on the authority of God's holy word, you can let that bucket down into the well. Come on, your hands, they might be rope burned, but I'm here to tell you tonight, you can do it with the joy of the Lord, because he said, my joy is not Brother Leon Head's joy. It's not Brother Lord Shoecraft's joy. Neither is Brother Shad McDonald's or any of these other preachers, but it is his joy, my friend. Oh, glory to God. You know what? I'm a feeling right here tonight. The devil is scared on the very first night of this meeting that we're going to have a breakthrough and somebody's going to get help from God that he doesn't know what to do. But I'm here to tell you, it's none of the devil's business, my friend. What somebody needs to do tonight is to get their joy full right here tonight in this service. Now, I begin to think today about this as I looked at this scripture. When he said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy, notice that this is a brand. It is his joy. My joy. Come on. I want to tell you something. I feel like that Christ prayed this for every soul that should ever believe and call on his name, that his joy would be full in them. Come on. Come on. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand here tonight. But has the devil been a knocking around your door at home? Has he been coming around your house? Has he been a coming around your family? Come on, a trying to steal that joy from you? Come on, help me right here tonight. I want to tell you, this joy was not a passing emotion such as happiness may create. Come on, it was not to be partial, but complete. I want to tell you, when he said that it may be full, you don't have to go here tonight just partly filled up. You don't have to go here with just a part of it. I want to tell you, you can leave this house right here tonight with the joy of the Lord bubbling in your soul. Oh, sweet Lamb of God, have you ever had so much joy in your heart? Come on, help me right here, that it didn't take that song that they sung so good about the lighthouses. It didn't take that song, but the little old children can sing the song. It's bubbling. It's bubbling. It's bubbling in my soul. And you just got so carried away with that, my friend, because of the joy of the Lord. Come on, that was filled in your soul and in your spirit. Oh, glory to God. Y'all going to help me right here? You see, I thought about happiness. A lot of people say that they're happy, but they don't know one thing about joy. You see, happiness, it depends upon happiness. Come on. And happiness depends upon what one has. But joy is what one is. Come on, help me right here. I've seen people in church services seemingly filled with the glory. I want to tell you what, and then an hour later, I've seen those same people that be filled with gloom. Come on, y'all say amen. They know what happiness is all about, but I want to tell you what, they didn't know much about joy. I'm talking about joy. I want to tell you, it doesn't matter what may come by. It doesn't tell what somebody might say about you. If you've got the joy of the Lord, come on, help me preach right here. I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost right here tonight that is wanting to help somebody right here tonight in this service. I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord right here tonight. You might have come here tonight. You might have your hands in the air, but really and truly your heart's not with it. I want to tell you right here tonight, you get your heart with your hands right here tonight, and the glory of the Lord can come by. You know what I'm talking about. I want to tell you, I've never saw a day and an hour where the devil is trying to take away the joy of the Lord from the church and from the saints of the living God right here. Oh, glory tonight. I want to tell you something. This joy is as real at the graveside as it is at the fireside. Come on, can you say amen? It does not evaporate under the heat of adversity. There's something about this joy. It does not collapse at the presence of calamity. It does not sour under the test of poverty. It does not die at the cruel hand of tragedy. It does not falter in the presence of misery. I want to tell you, thank God for the joy of the Lord. I want to tell you, there's been things that has come my way, but the joy of the Lord has been right there. I've seen times when people said, Brother Head, I don't even see how in the world that you hold your head up. It was because the joy of the Lord. Oh, glory to God. There's somebody here tonight, I feel like under the sound of my voice, that the Holy Ghost is wanting to minister to right here tonight in this house. Preach. Woo! I found out something about this. I'm not against a person having things. Don't take me wrong. I don't want you to take me wrong. But joy is not created by possessions. Come on. I've seen people, I could tell you people. And I could call people's names. I could call one man's name here tonight. He said, Brother Lynn, I know what it is to have millions. Then I know what it is to be at poverty. Come on. But he's still serving the Lord. And the joy of the Lord still floods his soul. Come on. So joy is not created by possessions. Come on, it's not. You can have possessions today and they can be gone tomorrow. Come on. But there's one thing about it. You might lose your possessions tomorrow, but you can still keep the joy of the Lord. Y'all with me? Help me right here for a while. And not only that, joy is not created by positions. I've seen a lot of people, if they had a high position, I mean, they was happy and they seemed to be joyful. But then the next thing you know, their company didn't merge with another company, and they were talking about doing away with their position. Come on, help me right here for just a little while. So joy is not created by position. I've even seen doctors. I want to tell you, they seem happy long as the money was coming in. But I want to tell you what, when other doctors started coming in and their patients started going to other people and that their people started going to other doctors, I want to tell you their happiness, it seemed like their joy just seemed to fizzle down, so to speak. So joy is not created by positions. And it's not created by possessions. But joy is created by a person. Come on, and that person is Jesus Christ. Come on, help me right here for just a little while. Who was it that gave you that joy? Come on, you used to sing the old song. Come on, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. And you used to sing that old song with the joy of the Lord. But for some reason or another tonight, you cannot seem to sing that song anymore. Come on, help me right here for a little while. I want to tell you something another. Is it because that joy? I want to tell you, I'd love to just read it one more time right here tonight for the sake of somebody. He said, these things have I spoken unto you. He said, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Sweet Lamb of God, I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord right here tonight. It'd be all right with me, and I feel like it'd be all right with the Spirit of God if somebody right here tonight, under the sound of my voice, if you just obeyed God. There ain't no need of you being downcast. There ain't no need of you hanging your head down. There ain't no need of you hanging your harp upon the willow. There ain't no need of you doing that. I want to tell you something, my friend. You don't need to rejoice because the devils are subject unto you, but you need to rejoice because your name is written in the last book of life. You have forgotten, my friend, that you are a child of God. You've been blood-bought, my friend. You're no longer your all. You've been bought with a price. I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost right here tonight. It'd be all right with me, my friend, if somebody just come up right now with their hands in the air. But Brother Lynn, I'd interrupt the service. That's what we need more than anything, is an old-time Holy Ghost interruption, my friend, for somebody to say, I want my cup to be full. I want my joy to be running over. When is the last time that your joy got so full that your cup run over and then run over on somebody else, my friend? That's God's will. It's for your joy to be full. Help me preach. Help me preach right here. There's something about joy. Joy requires at least two conditions. Come on. It requires submission and service. Help me. You notice, I begin today as I read these scriptures and as I looked at them. Submission. If ye abide. These scriptures that I just read to us right here tonight, that word abide, you'll see it eight times, and the word abideth one time. Nine times. Just in those scriptures right there that I read tonight, and I was hearing, abide and abideth. Come on. If you abide, I don't know what you're going through tonight. I don't know where you're at tonight. I really don't. I really don't. You might say, oh, preacher, the devil is using me just as a punching bag, it seemed like. I'm going through one of the greatest tests, one of the greatest trials that I've ever known. Come on, but you can go through it with joy. Woo, come on. If you abide, submission, come on. In other words, what does it really mean? It means staying put when it seems easier to quit. Come on, help me right here. In other words, having done all that you know it to do, to stand. Come on. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. In other words, abide. Be there. Stay there. Come on, the pressure might be on. The test might be on. And the heat might be on. But if you'll just abide, if you'll just stay right there, come on. Come on, help me right here. The Lord's going to come by after a while. Help me right here. You might say, but oh, Brother Lynn, you don't understand. This thing is tearing me apart. You don't understand how much I have cried over it. But I do understand the scripture. Weeping may endure for a night. Come on. But the pastor's going to come by in the morning. Come on, no. He's going to bring the deacon board by with him. And they're going to pray with me. No. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And you know what I'm a feeling right here tonight? Come on, I'm a feeling that joy is a making its way to somebody's house right here tonight, sweet Lamb of God. I don't know who that you are, my friend. You might have cried until your eyes is sore. You might have cried until your eyes is red. Come on, he saw that tear when it run across your cheek and come across your chin and fell on the pillow in the wee hours of the morning. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning, sweet Lamb of God. I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord right here tonight in this house. You know what I'm a feeling? I'm a feeling that he's wanting to fill somebody with the joy of the Lord.
Come on.
What does it mean to abide? In other words, staying put when it seems easy to quit. Oh God. Come on. It also means believe in God when it would seem wiser to listen to everybody else. Come on. Sweet Lamb of God. You know what I'm a feeling? I'm a feeling right here as I stand right here behind this sacred stand that there's somebody here tonight in the sound of my voice. You won't obey God so bad. You don't know what to do. Woo! Help me. You know what it's going to take to have a meeting? It's when we obey God. Oh, Lamb of God. You say, oh, Brother Lynn, I've been a drawing water from the well. Come on. But the old bucket's been coming about half empty. I know what it is to draw water from a well, Brother David Fetner. I know what it is. I remember the first time we went out there to the well, and Daddy was showing me and my older brother how to draw water. And we let that bucket down, and it just hit the water and bounced on top of the water. And we brought up about a fourth of a bucket of water. He said, boys, this is the way you got to do it. In other words, let that bucket down. And when it hits that water, give that rope a jerk and tilt that bucket. And water will get in it and it'll take it under. And you know what I feel like the Holy Ghost is wanting to do tonight? He's wanting to jerk that rope. He's wanting to tilt that bucket. And he's wanting it to go under. And it to come up full. That's what he's wanted to do. Come on, help me right here. I tell you how I prayed this afternoon. I said, God, give somebody a reviving. Give somebody a refreshing. Right here tonight on the very first night of this service. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And you know what I'm a feeling? I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost, Brother Brewer, is wanting to get a hold of that rope. He's wanting to jerk that rope. Come on, he's wanting to give somebody a reviving.
He wants to give somebody a refreshing. And when they sing the old songs of Zion, they will begin to ring in the heart, my friend. And they go farther than the mind. Oh, glory to God. I want to tell you, he's wanting your joy to be full right here tonight. It is my joy that your joy might be full. That's what he's wanting right here tonight. You cannot afford to let the devil cheat you out of the joy of the Lord. You cannot afford to let the devil cheat you out of the victory. There's too much at stake. Listen, there's your home, the church, my friend, is saying, oh, glory to God, how we need the joy of the Lord.
Submission, abide, if you abide, if you abide, to be willing to come to the place and to say, not my will, but thou will be done. Not my will, Lord, but thou will be done. Submission, submission. Come on. But service, service. I'm trying to hurry along, I really am. To do whatever God commands, come on. However difficult that it might be. Oh, glory to God. I mean, to endure whatever God appoints, however severe. Come on, y'all hear me out there. To die daily, however costly. I mean, to love my enemies, however misunderstood that I am in this. I mean, to still love them and to pray for them. I'm talking about have joy. Have you ever prayed for somebody that has despitefully used you and spoke evil of you? Have you ever done that? I want to tell you, when you come out of that prayer closet, when you come out of that prayer room, I want to tell you, your heart will be bubbling with joy. Come on, help me right here for just a little while. Oh, God. My van. I'm very particular about going to a meeting. I'm kind of like Brother Butler about that. I want my vehicle to be clean when I pull up on the grounds. We stopped in Conyers. Nobody, we stopped in Tuscaloosa. I got my van washed and got it cleaned up. Come in here to the house of prayer because I wanted that old 100 to shine when I pulled up on the grounds. But when we got to Meridian, Mississippi, Brother Joe, I mean the bottom fall out. We couldn't even see where we was going. She couldn't even see how to drive. A wash job gone, my friend. Come on, help me right here. But I want to tell you, you know what I done? I said, thank God for the rain. I forgot about the wash job. I forgot about the money that was spent in everything to give thanks. Come on, what about you in your situation? It might not be a car wash, but can you give God thanks? Come on, help me right here. We can't see how this thing is going to work out, but you must remember, dear child of God, that all things work together for the good of them to love the Lord that are called according to his purpose. You can't see the end of it right now. I want to tell you, you can have the joy of the Lord while you are going through it. The battle might be on, come on, but you must remember that the battle is not yours, that the battle is the Lord. Sweet Lamb of God, I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost right here tonight, my friend. Somebody needs to put it into God's hands and give it to him. Oh, glory to God. Help me preach. Help me preach. Oh, God. I want to tell you, when we are submissive and when we do our service as a child of God, this will cause you to have a conscience void of offense, cause you to have a healthy soul and a good spirit. What's more important than that? Come on, help me here. Oh, Lamb of God. But if we don't, there's the other side of the story about this. If we don't, we might cry out as Joel in chapter 1 and verse 12. Portion of that verse and portion of verse 16. He said, joy is withered away from the sons of men. Is not the meat cut off before our eyes? He said, yea, joy and gladness from the house of our God. Come on, joy is maintained
by abiding in him, by believing in him, and by obeying him. Oh, glory to God. Sweet Lamb of God. No wonder Paul said in the book of Romans, he said, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory to God. You know what? I'm afraid the devil is afraid of right here tonight. He's afraid that the Holy Ghost is going to move on somebody right here tonight. And somebody's going to get help right here tonight, that the devil really doesn't know what to do. But I tell you what, I'd love to see the fire and the power of the Holy Ghost to fall and to saturate this house right here tonight. I'd love to see him to come by and to come down right here tonight. Come on, help me right here. Some of you right here tonight, you've been a drawing. You've been a drawing from the well. But that old bucket's been a coming up half empty. I want to tell you, the Holy Ghost wants to come by. He wants to breathe on you afresh tonight, my friend. And your joy to be full right here. And your joy can be full right here tonight in this service.
No wonder. The psalmist said in Psalms 51, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. The joy of thy salvation. Oh, glory to God. Who is it right here tonight that you're wanting that joy? You're wanting that joy to flood your soul like that it one time flooded your soul when you could not contain yourself. But now we think about this. We think about that. We think about this one. We think about that one. And we allow it, come on, to sap the joy of the Lord from our spirit and from our soul. Come on, help me right here. Could there be a family right here tonight that God, could there be a home right here tonight that God is wanting his joy to be full in that home? Come on, church, y'all hear me right here tonight. Lamb of God, I feel like preaching. But I also feel like somebody want to come around this altar and somebody want to pray and somebody want to get a hold to God. Come on, and God's want to get a hold of somebody right here tonight. Come on, my joy, that your joy may be full. Come on, Brother Shannon, that's what he's a-wanting when people insult us. Come on, I'm just going on right here. Don't feel bad about it. I've had people that thought I was Arlene's daddy. Come on, and she was my little girl. Lamb of God, they want to know how in the world is her hair so black, and they want to know what in the world she's using on it. I said, far as I know, she ain't using nothing on it. Come on, help me right here. But I want to tell you, I might look like a 70-year-old man in gray head and not have much hair, but there's one thing I can't have, Brother Tommy Bohan, and that is the joy of the Lord in my soul. We don't have to wither up on the vine. We don't have to wither up in the house of God. Come on, we don't have to sit down and settle for less when God is wanting our joy to be full right here tonight. Come on, I'm a feeling somebody right here tonight, Brother Ben Shaw, they want to get up from where they're at, Brother Lawrence Shoecraft. They want to get their hands back in the air one more time. They want to lift up their voice one more time. Come on, it's about time for the redeemed of the Lord to say so. Come on, those that's been delivered from the hands of the enemy, we need to let the devil to know whose side that we own. We don't have to settle for less. We don't have to have a half a tank. I want to tell you something. God is wanting our joy to be full. I'd like for everybody staying tonight. I don't know who you are tonight. Somebody come to the piano if you want to get a song. Ever how you want to do it tonight. But God is here tonight to help somebody.
I say to thee that my joy is no longer an option, but it is your strength.
Lift your hands and praise God. God in heaven knows my heart. I had no intentions whatsoever. Preachers right here tonight, God knows. He knows. No wonder. No wonder in Lamentations said the joy of our heart is ceased. Our dance is turned into mourning. Come. Come tonight. The Holy Ghost has spoken. He's given an interpretation. And he's not here to intimidate nobody. But he's wanting your joy to be full. And it can be right here tonight. My joy. My joy. While they play and while they sing. I want you to obey God tonight. And Brother Shad, if you want to take this mic, you're welcome. But God just didn't come by to be coming by. He didn't come by. He came by for a reason. He came by right here tonight to lift up heavy hearts, to lift up burdened hearts, to let that joy to flood your soul. It'll take your hurts. God, by his Spirit. It's not Brother Lee and Head, but it's God. It's my joy. It's not Brother Lee and Head. It's not this church, but it's his. He is. You are precious. You are precious in the eyes of God. He wants his joy to remain in you that it might be full. Sing, children. Sing right here tonight. There's others right here tonight. I appreciate this young man coming.
It's time.
But there's others right here tonight. You're wanting to come. Step on out.
Time
for
revival.
How about it, young people? How about it, mothers and dads?
Time for the church.
How about it, elders?
To believe what we say.
Time. It's not in possessions. It's not in positions. But it's in a person.
Salvation.
It's in Christ.
Let the devil
come on right here tonight.
Be advised.
You can leave this building right here tonight with the joy of the Lord flooding your soul. You can leave right here tonight with your cup running over.
For a miracle. Time for revival.
Come on, let's have an altar service
time
right here tonight.
For the church.
Anyone else? Come on, step on out tonight. Obey God.
We say.
Obey the Holy Ghost.
Time.
Come on up around these altars. Put those hands in the air.
And
reach out unto God.
Salvation.
Let him know that you're interested in his joy. I want that joy. I want your joy to flood my soul.
It's time.
Pray.
Does the burden you carry, have you weighed to the ground? You're desperate for mercy, but none can be found. There's an answer coming to you. Hear it breaking through the clouds. Your appointment for deliverance is right about now. It's time.
Oh, you can leave this sanctuary right here tonight. You can have that song in your heart. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
The church to
flood my soul.
What we say.
Because he's the one that has made me whole.
And old time salvation. Let the devil be advised. God says it's time. For too long the church has been sleeping on the job, unaware of